The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara is discussing by us the Mishnah at the beginning of perik. Hoisha, the next few blat, the sugis of a father shechting Karban Pesach Lebonov. And the Gemara says that the Karban Pesach is brought out of Bnoyu Bite Aktanim. And it would seem that this is a dinderais, that a cotton could be mitzarif to Karban Pesach. The Gemara brings a raya that he shechted on whichever son, Shamino Yeshbrer. Then the Gemara says that the din of sell the base office, which would teach us that you could shech the Karban Pesach ala cotton, is only minder rabbonon. Tosfos Dibur Maskil de Bnoi Bite Aktanim says, sorry, in Tosfos Dibur Maskil sell a base. Mikol Mokoyim, Tosfos says, Mishum de sell a base office lav deraisa, which is the Gemara in the Dorm Daf Lamed Vav, that the sell a base office that a father could shech al bonov haktanim is only dinder rabbonon mideraisa, the ktanim are not monui on the Karban Pesach. They're not part of the Karban Pesach. And this is in the Rabbanon, the father is allowed Mishum Chinuch. Vim toim afrek toisviz, veich machal Pesach shaloylem nuyov, nihi de kotn oichel neveilois. Even though kotn is not mitzvah in mitzvahs, but the halacha is, ein bezin mitzvah lat vishoy, and the male, if he's not mechuyiv in mitzvahs, bezin is not mechuyiv to, for instance, if there's a kotn doing an aveir, we're not mechuyiv to give him to give him corporal punishment until he stops, to lock him up until he stops doing that very. But the ma'isa lisfos loy biyadayim, to feed him biyadayim also kedama pekherish. There's a sugi in Yevamos Daf Kuf Yudal, where the Gemara learns out that the pasuk that talks about machlos asus and pasha shmini loy soichlam, it could be read loy sachilam, do not feed them. There's not only an issue to eat machlos asus, there's an issue to feed machlos asus. Feeding to a godel would be also only out of naivim. So the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Yudal says this refers to feeding to a cotton. Zenisa deraisa safinon. Va'imir read the hasam yafinim eloy soichlum veloy also eladum yedishrotzim v'nevelis avakhi agavna deiko chinuch mitzvah shavi. Taisa is a little bit vague. Taisa says that the din over there is an isra achila like nevelis shrotzim. Avakhi agavna deiko chinuch with his chinuch for a mitzvah shavi. Is the point that the eating of the Karban Pesach, even where Midaraisa is not part of the Karban Pesach, and there's a lav of somebody who's not money eating from the Karban Pesach, is the point of Tosfos that the lav of not eating from the Karban Pesach is not Dumya Deshrotzim, it's not Macholus Asuras? Or is the purpose of Tosfos, like the Tosfos says the last few words, where there's Chinuch, there you're allowed to be over it? The Mashmo seems to be that the poskim can bring it, that the purpose is chinuch, that the lav will not exist where there's a chinuch effect, there's a chinuch tayelas, and having the cotton be mitzarev become part of the chabura of oichel karban pesach, and therefore there wouldn't be a lav an isser hakaponim, an isser tayra of safinon of feeding a child machol sasuris. The Mogen Avraham brings it that way. The point is that mitzvah's chinuch is matir safinon, and there are cases in Hilchos Shabbos that way. One is not allowed to give a child to be mechal Shabbos. By the way, let's point out, one's own child to be mechal Shabbos is a problem of ato banecho, ato vincho bitecho avdecho vamasecho. One is not allowed to give malacha to do for one's own child, not just because of the child, but because that's also a form of doing malacha, is having one's behemoth, or one's child, or one's evid, one's shibcha, do malacha for oneself. For instance, if there's something that has to be done on Shabbos, there's a malacha that has to be done for a chayla. There was one time someplace where there was a malacha that had to be done. It was not an emergency that had to be done that second, but it had to be done. Obviously, instead of taking a godel to do malacha Shabbos, they took a cotton. But what was not pointed out to them was that it was better to take somebody else's cotton. Somebody else's child would not have with it the issur of ato vanecho. So therefore, if one has to call, on Shabbos for an ambulance, well, if you're calling for an ambulance for somebody that needs to get to the hospital in a hurry, you don't take any chances. You call. You run to the nearest phone. You don't give to any ketanim with somebody else's child. But where it's something that could wait, or where there's another malacha that has to be performed, then it's certainly better to use somebody else's child, not your own child. In any case, if Kivega asked the kasher over here, is it shaykh that mishum teyel is hachinuch, there would be a heter on a mitzvah, on a isidaraisa, is it isidaraisa le sachilum? Not to feed machol sasuris. Is it shaykh that on isidaraisa there's a heter because of chinuch? The whole chinuch of its deraisa, the one is not so partial, but that chinuch should be doicha, an isidaraisa? So the answer that's given is that the Tosus is takamaduktik. Tosus says, more accurately, dumi deshrotzim nevelas. That means like this. The pasuk of the Eloi Sachilim is talking about Machol Sasu is proper, and we can explain that Machol Sasu is, besides for the Aveiro, the being over our Ritzoni is Baruch, there's also something inherently wrong with eating Machol Sasu. We call that Timtum Alev. Doing an act of Machol Sasu is of the severity, not doing that, but giving the cotton to eat is of the severity of an Issed Deraisa. Masha'enkin Shari Surim, where there's no Macholos HaSuris involved, it's not Timtum there, it's only the act of doing the Avera Kotten is Lav Bachiyuvah. So near the Isser of giving a Kotten to do a Maisa Isser, be it Chilul Shabbos, or any other Melach, or any other thing which is not Macholos HaSuris, which is not Metamtim, it would only be Midirabonah. The emphasis is that there's an interesting Shaila on things that one is not allowed to eat, but it's not Shkotzim or Amosim, the Velos or Trevis. Are they Metamtim Saleh? For instance, Chometz on Pesach. Last week it was a regular piece of bread. Is this week the piece of bread became a piece of Chazer? Or no? It's a piece of bread, but there's a violation of the Yom Tov, or eating on Yom Kippur, it's the same idea. There's nothing wrong with the food per se. What happened is only that it's a violation of the Yom. Is that Machol Sasus that's Metamtim Aleid? Yesh Lodin. Yesh Lodin, if a person had Chelev, or a person had Chometz to eat on Pesach, which one should one feed to a Chelish Yesh Pesachon on Pesach? Chelev, which is in the Sakharis, or Chometz? Ma is he talking Chometz? Because Chelev is certainly Machol Sasuris, Dam is Machol Sasuris, Mashenk and Chometz on Pesach, Ma is he talking is not Machol Sasuris. Seems to be the Mashmos of the Ran. The whole discussion, the Ran, the Dorm, there's Reb Kivega that disputes the Ran, but the Mashmos of the Ran seems to be the Korban Pesach. I'm sorry, that Chometz on Pesach is not Machol Sasuris. L'chayru also Korban Pesach, Shaloy Lemnuyev. Korban Pesach itself is certainly not Machol Sasuris. The Shaloy Lemnuyev is a violation on a person's chiyuv not to eat from that Korban Pesach. But is it Machol Sasuris per se? L'chayru not. If that's the case, then it's only Midirabon, and that's what this means to say. That since it's not Dumi L'Shrotzim V'Nevelos, despite the fact that normally it would be also Midirabonon, but over here they will matter the Issi Midirabonon because of a Teyel HaSachinuch. Again, like we said, the sugya of Leisachilon, of Safinon B'Yadayim is in Yevam Saf Kuf Yedalet, Lahazer G'doy L'Malaktanim, the Ramban clearly over there in Yevam says that all these Suri Torah B'Chlal, not just Dvarim HaMetamim, Shrotzim, Dvarim Tmeim. Rashi and Yom Davayin Ches seems that way when we talk about fasting on Pesach. I'm sorry, fasting on Yom Kippur seems to be also the same thing. It's not Machol Sasuris per se. Actually, one could be Mechal between Chometz and eating on Yom Kippur. The Chilek is obvious. It's possible to understand that Chometz, when Pesach comes, becomes Machol Sasuris. It becomes Chazer for a week. Obviously, hasn't become Chazer, which is maybe why there's one mandama who holds, according to one mandama, the Isser of Chometz Shalva Lava Pesach was Daraisa, maybe because something was Chal and it is Shem Isser, maybe. But Yom Kippur, it's hard to believe that that a cup of water on Yom Kippur is Machol Sasuris, that's Metamtim. L'chayr, it's only an Isser Gavra, it's an Isser, it's a violation of the Yom Kippur, not a violation because of the tumah quality of the food. Let's just give a few more dugmas to this idea of safina, just to get the idea. The Minchasin Chemitzvah Lamed Beis asked the question, we pointed out that there's a Isser of Ato Vanecho. Who needs Ato Vanecho? What happened to safina? Again, like we said, the Nafkamina is Pekuch Nefoshois doing with somebody else's child, but that's a mechitzkinik's kasha. Midereisa, obviously there's a chilik, if you hold not like the Ramban. If you hold that, like the Beis Yosef says in Shimon Gimel, that the Issa Safina midereisa, like we pointed out, can be doing Balash Narhez, it's only on Issum that Dumi the Makos Azurus, that I'm a Tamtim, but other Loisesin, other Averis, there is no Safina midereisa, then the kasha is not shvet, because midereisa there would not be an Issa of Atov and Echad, giving a child Malach to do on Shabbos. That's only an Issa. But you need a pasuk to tell you that Atov and Echad is an Issa deoiraisa. The Mogen Avraham in Siman Tov Resh Mem talks about not feeding a child out of the sukkah. Midin what? Midin safinon. What's interesting is the Mogen Avraham himself in Resh Samach Tes in Hilchos Shabbos speaks about that there is no Issa to feed a cotton koidim kiddush. Quite common. Feeding a cotton out of the sukkah, before the family goes to the sukkah, you want to give a child to eat. Obviously, we've been talking about a cotton, that's a bar chinuch. Talking about the age of 6 or 7. Eating out of the sukkah is a violation of the mitzvah seib sukkah stage of Shavas Yom. Kiddush, the Shabbos, eating before Kiddush is also a ma'aseh. And over there, the Mogen Avraham says it's not a problem. The chiluk l'chayr is poshut. Eating out of the sukkah, at kama that a person eats out of a sukkah, it's a maisa isa. He's mavatl lase with a maisa. Eating before Kiddush is only a bitl of the status of the Kiddush being matter to eat. Well, what's the mitzvah say of Kiddush? Mitzvah say of Kiddush is that the to make a schira on Shabbos on the Suda. That should be to bitzuruf with the Suda. The mitzvah says not with the Suda, the mitzvah d'abon is with the Suda, but the there's no maisa issa called eating before Kiddush. It just means if a person eats before Kiddush, the Kiddush is not his, is not matter him achilo. So there, it would seem that the Magen Avraham held that cotton, one is allowed to give a cotton to eat, one is allowed to give a child to eat before Kiddush. Out of a sukkah is problematic. If one has a 6 or 7 year old child that can't stay up, of course it's better to stay up, especially the first night of sukkahs, because of the specific mitzvah of eating a gezeis in the sukkah. But if one has a child before the shas ha mitzvah, before one is mekayim the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, one has a child and one wants to give the child to eat inside the house, it should be a problem, like the Magen Avraham says. Okay. There's another Gemara in Bava Metzia Dafayin. The Gemara says, Malvin Kaspe Yasmi Beribis. One is allowed to, the gizbo, the trustee of Moisi Simon, is allowed to lend out the money without a head to iska to others, ribis. The Gemara says that's only ribis there. Bono that they were matter, not ribis there. Raisa. Frek the Gemara. Lending out money of a cotton. Isn't there an issa safina biyadayin? You're doing that the cotton should be over an issa ribis biyadayin? You're lending out his money. So Taisa, the Gemara says, Yasmi da'achli da'lav ditu leizlu boso shavkayu. There's nothing. There's no issa being done by the fact that the ketanim are accruing the benefits, are getting the revach of the loan that was done to somebody. What's the kavana? So the Ritva explains that the apotropos is not over, the one, the trustee who's lending out the money, beribus, is not over because it's not his money. The yisraimim are not the ones that are doing the lending out money, and they're not mechuyev mitzvahs. I, there's an issa of safina, says the Ritva, the Einze Bosa Nevelus Eloshchutes, which sounds very much like we pointed out from the other Rishonim in Yevamis, that whenever something is not metamtein, it's not a macholus asus that goes into the goof, but it's also the maisavera, l'choyer the halacha will be that there will not be safina. Safina is only an issa cheftza, not an issa gavu, the issa is what the person is doing. The Rashba over the answers, in like we said in Bavitzi Dafayin, that the ribis, the issa ribis, is only by the giving over of the money with a commitment to pay ribis. Did the cotton give over the money and extract a commitment to pay? The cotton is sakakal only the recipient, his money. See, he, the shibur aguf is to him, and he gets the benefit of the money going to him. But did he actually hand over the money? Over there, there's no ribis. So again, we see the same point, where there's a few different mahalchim, why are certain things yes also with the cotton, and certain things are not also. And like we saw in the Taisus, the criteria is that if it's not Dumya Dinaveilois, then it's only Midirabon. If it's only Midirabonon, then Taisus says that there are certain Tsrochim which can be matter. These are some of the fundamentals on Mitzvah's Chinuch. Mitzvah Shem, the next show will continue.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.